This is Batchy for Blokes.
Welcome along to Batchy for Blokes. This is the podcast you should listen to.
End of sentence.
If you're interested in recapping The Bachelor with Joe Thornley, my friend. My name's Jackie Kosolke, and we're heading towards final season, not just in both codes of football, but... we're down to the top five, Joe.
Hello. I have to do my bit.
Oh, yeah. And with me, Joe Thornley.
Hello. I'm a penis-shaped sticker. No, don't go that wrong.
Okay. And with me, my friend, Joe Thornley.
Hello, I'm a heart-shaped penis sticker.
No rehearsal at all. We're so, so polished. Look, this is going to be a hard podcast. Top last week, we had The Bachelor himself.
And can we just say that once we were off mic, we got the poo story.
We got the, yeah.
The full thing. With action.
As soon as he told us a story about poo, right, in the Bachelor mansion. And then as soon as we turned off the mics, he just kept going with it.
Yeah.
He was like, let me tell you about the time I destroyed a toilet. And we're like, we heard this, okay.
And we got a photo with him, and halfway through getting a photo with him, Jackie and I realised we were holding hands behind his back.
Everyone was like, did you touch his ass? I was like, no. Too busy awkwardly holding Joe's head.
It's good to know that happens.
Why are we so weird? Wednesday night on The Bachelor, we had a single date, and I was so here for this kind of date.
Right. Let's put it out there, because there was a psychic.
Yes.
I was there for the second half of the date. I have a zero tolerance policy for belief in anything hoopy myself, but I utterly respect others' right to believe.
Yes, and you know I believe in everything hoopy.
Yes.
Like, I love the hoop.
You're mad for the hoop.
I'm mad for the hoop. In fact, remember that shit boyfriend I had at the start of the year?
Can you be more specific?
Oh, yes. With the shit cat.
Yes, with the cat.
And the terrible cat. I made him do angel cards with me.
Excellent.
And this was early in the relationship, and I think he was just doing it because he was like, oh, if I do this, I might get laid.
You should have done angel cards for the cat.
Oh, the cat. What a shit cat.
Oh, that's the angel of you're going to die.
As far as I know, the cat's still alive, so everything's fine, everyone. We had a date with Laura, who...
Yes, Rushcutters.
I'm from Rushcutters. Is that her second date with Maddie?
It is. She's had some alone time with him on a boat in Parramatta.
That's right.
But that wasn't an official date.
It might be her third date, actually, because I think they did the painting and then they went on a boat.
No, the boat was a reward for a group date thing.
Oh, it was too.
Yes. I'm kind of there for Laura. I can't get excited about it, but I see them together.
Because they're both very, how do I say this, basic?
Yes, that's how you say it.
Look, I think they're the same type of people, right? So I think that would be a very good match.
And she's got a voice for radio.
And yeah, very enunciated.
She's heaps enunciated, eh?
She's a gorgeous thing. Gorgeous thing.
Gorgeous.
So fit.
Not as a child, but we'll get there.
So they went and saw a psychic.
And I like that Laura predicted that they were going to go and see a psychic. She's an actual better psychic than the psychic.
Well, that's right.
Can I ask you a question about psychic?
100%.
Why don't they dress like normal people?
No, I saw a psychic. I've got a great psychic in Double Bay, and she dresses like a normal person. Except she wasn't wearing shoes.
See, think about what you say before you say it, Jackie.
Look, I know.
This psychic was amazing. It's like, I'm sensing, like, they're on a date, they're holding hands, or they've got their arms around each other, and she's like, I'm sensing an attraction. You think a bitch? For some reason, I'm getting like a Bachelor in my head.
Oh, Bachelor. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. What an incredible skill.
The second half of the date, though.
Great date.
Great date.
Great date.
Great date. In fact, that shit boyfriend I had at the start of the year, he was like, remember when there was that super moon?
He was
like, we should go on a first date to the observatory. And I was like, oh, this is just like The Bachelor.
But they don't let cats in, so we can't.
So anyway, it didn't happen. We just got drunk and made out instead.
But that is a great date. I had a friend name a star. Me old mate Charlotte, she named a star for me for my birthday once. And
she gave me
the certificate. She just thought, as was her general way in friendship, how can I piss her off? I own a star called Sparkly Unicorn.
So Maddie bought a star for Laura. So, but an observatory date is so cool. So cool.
Utterly agree. And then they went to a couch. Of course they did.
Always couches.
Always couches.
I felt that their pash, they were just kind of going through the motions.
They're phoning it in.
Yeah.
But at this stage it's, I don't know, but he made up that whole thing about her being guarded.
Yeah.
Right after she'd said, I loved that. I love this date. I'm having a great time. And he's like, why won't you open up to me?
Story arc.
But this is, at this bit, at the perineum bit.
Yeah.
This is what I get the shits with, that he keeps saying to these girls, you have to tell me how you feel. How do you feel? Why won't you tell me how you feel? Stop being so guarded. And then they say, how do you feel? And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't disclose that information.
Yes, exactly. So I'm sitting there wondering about exactly the same thing. And I've kind of lost my boner for those two.
I know. It's like, okay, yeah, they've been married for 8 years now.
Yeah. So then we had a group date. And thank God these group dates are almost over. When you get to the finals of The Bachelor, the groups shrink and they just can't group date anymore. So we get to a fun park or like children's birthday party.
It's a bouncy castle that nobody's allowed on.
Yes.
What's the point?
What is the point?
It's like having an apple you're not allowed to eat or something funny.
He wouldn't be able to keep Thornley off it. I tell you what,
mate,
you would not be able to keep Thornley off
it. I am gay for a castle.
I know you are.
But I'm just going to say, if you turn up for a date,
yeah,
and your date has a baby picture of you hanging up on a clothesline, call the police.
100%. So each of the girls had baby pictures printed onto T-shirts and everyone was like, oh, Laura's so ugly. And I'm like, oh, my God. She's like a baby in this. Like,
Laura's ugly. Simone's a ranger. Simone's denying being a ranger. Photographic evidence.
No. So then they had to play a series of games, which was having the balloon between them and, you know.
And I love it because I think we're getting into the foreshadowing bit. You can totally tell who might be going.
Oh, 100%.
By what happens during. And Simone was shit at every game.
Yeah. Do we get to the stickers?
Well, let me just go through quickly. So he had to guess who was on each T-shirt.
Mm.
She turned out to be a ranger. They ate donuts on a string. Hers, like the world's worst donuts, was dry and tight. Because she's gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, egg-free.
Oh, that's right.
So her donut was a bit shriveled. They had to, instead of him just asking them for a childhood memory, they had to write it on a piece of paper, put it inside a balloon, blow up the balloon. They had to pop the balloon without using their hands. And then he had to guess whose childhood memory it was. But her childhood memory, Simone's, who's bad at every game, was, kids used to call me Pancake Face, but now pancakes are my favourite food.
As long as they're gluten, dairy and sugar free.
That's right. What are pancakes made of? Yeah. Flour, milk, eggs.
Now, then there was the
heart stickers.
Yeah.
Stick a heart-shaped sticker on the bit of Matty you're attracted to.
Wow.
Why he didn't end up with just 8 Wang stickers is beyond me.
So she's literally put a sticker on his Wang.
Wang sticker. Sticker Wang.
Yeah, stick on the Wang.
But I like that with everyone else putting it on his arms and his eyes and his smile, she just says to camera, piss off.
What was that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Then they had childhood items from their childhood.
Yeah, Maddie had personally telephoned all of the parents and they'd sent in a little thing from the parents. You know, Flo had a mangy sort of teddy bear thing called Knoof. Laura had some instant IQ reducing water polo helmets.
Yes.
And
I really liked Elisa's ranger hats. No, adventurers.
Adventurer hats.
Because she goes on adventures with her dad.
That was a good memory. Yeah. I teared up at that, even though she's not going to win. But Simone, okay, either Simone's mum is a genius.
Yeah.
Or Maddie just phoned the wrong people.
Or I'd like to believe that her mum was stitching her up.
Yes, sent in a pair of ballet slippers. Simone's never done ballet. I have so much respect for Simone's mum.
So Simone was like, I had to tell a lie.
She didn't. She could have just said, my childhood memory is that my mum's an asshole.
Would have been way more interesting.
Right.
So then after that, were we at the Woe Mansion?
Well, Elise had the best childhood memory.
Oh, yeah.
Elise got a prize for having the best childhood.
Oh, so, and then they had a pash as well.
Whatever.
And it was going through the motions.
Phoning it in, writing it on a piece of paper and throwing it into the air.
Then we were back at the mansion.
Yes.
I can't remember if there was too much drama because I think they've dialed it down. No one was drunk.
No. I miss Jen.
Same. So then we had the Rosatorium and surprise, surprise.
Foreshadowing, Simo gone.
But what I would like to say is he was like, hey, Simone, let's go and have a chat. Took her outside and it was a very classy exit from her.
Like, yeah, like all classy romance exits. She says, give us a cuddle. Oh, my God. Can we just raise a glass for my first successful accent?
You did. It's so well. Give us a cuddle. So by Simone. She was on the project last night.
Yeah.
And she said that after she put the sticker on his penis, she was escorted off. And they didn't show that.
Oh, that's outstanding. Well,
Don't touch his...
Don't open the gate if you don't want people to walk through.
We were too scared to touch his back. Today we held hands behind his back. While he was telling us a poo story.
Right, if that isn't love.
I don't know what is. So Thursday night we had a single date, second single date for Florence.
And second time he's tried to kill her.
Twice he tried to kill her on that date. Now the first time he tried to kill her was in a helicopter.
Yeah.
The second time he tried to kill her.
Clifftop couch.
There was a couch sitting on the edge of the
cliff. Teetering, Jackie.
Teetering on the edge of a cliff in the Blue Mountains. In the middle of that date, though.
Do you know what he would have said while they were on the clifftop couch? Overflow.
Yep. So how long have you been working on that joke? Is that
exactly half a second?
Wow, that's awesome.
I thought it showed.
Gosh, your mind's amazing. So in the middle of, between the helicopter and the couch.
We were texting about this last night.
So I have a couple of things to discuss. They were like, Maddie was like, we're going to make pottery. And I was like, okay.
Craft date. With her, it's like, we're going to like nearly fall to our deaths and then do some craft. Danger craft.
So they had the proper, I don't know what the
outdoor pottery studio.
Yeah. And then he goes, I did pottery for 10 years and won prizes for it.
It was 4 years. I wish you'd pay attention.
Of course I wasn't because I was like, he does pottery?
I'm not upset about that.
And, like, you could tell straight away that he knew what he was doing.
Like,
he knew what
he was doing. Absolutely. I'm a bit freaked out that they went to an outdoor pottery studio inaccessible by road. But beyond that, all fine. And I don't mind a pottery date, but I like the crafty, arty dates because I can show off.
Mm.
I've got the gift, Jackie.
I know that you do. Mm. Joe's a really good drawer.
I'm a heaps good drawer.
You are heaps good. So then he was like, oh, can you make me a vase? And then so she's making a vase.
It's not a vase.
And then he started putting his, shoving his finger down the middle of it.
She made a chode.
Is that what it is?
But they put it, well, she's making something vaguely elongated and the editors are putting the porn music on there. But also they did too, didn't they? So it's like, okay, we're supposed to think she's making a penis.
But then they also had the slightly different, so they didn't have to pay rights, version of Unchained Melody.
Yep. For the ghost scene. And I work in music licensing. I know that shit's expensive.
Yes. So then they were on the couch, which was teetering on the edge of a cliff.
And he did his trademark Maddie J kissy face.
Oh, I know. So freaking awkward.
But she called him out on it. It's like, what are you doing? Just kiss me.
And their kiss, again, like the other three, going through the motions.
Yep. I love, though, that he was like, you know, implying that she should be so pleased that she's in the top seven. And it's like, yeah, if it was a... thought of it as a competition, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But if I want to end up with the guy, I'm still competing with seven girls.
Exactly. So I think she is what you would say, playing the game well.
Yeah, or just calling it spade a spade.
Yep. Then we had another group date. Oh, God, when are they over?
Oh, this one was ridiculous.
Now, I liked it because you could wear active wear. No, it's
I'm good at drawing. Jackie's good at rocking a Lululemon.
I was like, oh, I would. Oh, I know. Literally was like, oh, I've got those pants. I've seen those pants. And like, I was just frothing on that. But
were you watching The Bachelor and playing a recognizing leggings
literally,
game?
I was like, I've seen those. Those ones are on sale at my bar studio. So
sometimes we're different, Jackie.
How are we friends? like this.
Yeah.
So the first one, they had to do boxing.
Oh, look, they had to write what frightens them about falling in love on a plank.
Yeah.
And then punch the plank.
Yeah. So
they wrote essays.
I'm a bit concerned about Kobe.
I'm turning on Kobe.
I think last year during The Bachelor, she's got a little bit of Alex from The Bachelor last year, Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, I literally think that, okay, if Maddie gives a rose to anyone else, it's inconsequential. But if she gets a rose, it is swelling violins. The greatest thing that happens, he's singled her out.
No, he's not into her at all.
She's doing things exactly the same way that people who aren't stalkers don't.
I had to really think about that. I was
I'm really smart.
Yeah. So she burst into tears and, you know, then he ended up, I thought, oh, he's going to pick, it was obviously the winner of the stupid competition, gets alone time with Maddie. And I was like, oh, well, obviously she's going to get it. No,
because her emotions can be seen from space.
No, Elise got the alone time.
No, she did not.
Oh, shit.
Magical unicorn lady, Tara.
Oh, Tara got the alone time.
Because she was just, because her last boyfriend, and we have words. Yeah. We have words to say to you, Tara's last boyfriend, not letting her be herself, making her walk on eggshells. Mm. Tara is the world's, I don't think I'm understating it, the world's most perfect human.
She's amazing. So they went and had a lovely meal.
And she looked amazing.
She's banging.
She put a post on her Instagram about that. And it's like, and he looked into my eyes and I thought, let's get married. And she's like, we could register at Bunnings.
I love her so much.
So much.
So, and what I'm really pumped about is it's home visits next week, which is an episode you and
I. Is it next week?
Yeah. Which is an episode you and I don't usually like.
That
but
means no intruders.
That means, no intruders this year.
Thank God. Christ.
That means that we're going to Debbie Newsom from
Debbie's house. We're going to Debbie's house.
You! Okay, Tara's mum is Debbie Newsom from Perfect Match in case
we haven't mentioned that 900 times.
So what I would like to highlight about the alone time with our magical unicorn favourite Tara, Australia's sweetheart, and The Bachelor, is that their kiss was not going through the motions. No. There was fire.
And he was saying things that just made Australia shout, me too, at the telly. He was like, whenever she laughs, I have to laugh as well. She has a tinkling pixie magic laugh. and he's saying when she's, the thing that shit me though.
Yeah.
He's like, when I'm with Tara, she's the only girl there. And it's like, that's just maths.
Yeah. Have a think about it, mate. Have a think about it. But successful date. That, I mean, I know it was successful.
But that was way better than than other organised dates. And it was just an impromptu rooftop pad tie.
We're so here for Tara.
With a plunging neckline.
Oh, but you know what? Could carry it off.
Complete, like, it's, she could turn up in a piece of string and you wouldn't think it was hoey.
You've got to be small of breast, though, to wear that.
And big of heart. And robust of giggle.
And full of confidence.
Oh, I love her so much.
So then we were back at the Womansion.
I was talking about foreshadowing.
Yes.
Well, let's just say that Maddie had a big chat to Lisa and was questioning why she's not in love with him yet.
Every time she came on the screen last night, I was like, you're still here.
But also it's like, let's show footage of her going, okay, this is what frightens me, pressure of falling in love. And he's like, I don't buy it. You should be in love with me. And then she punches him.
That's right. Below the belt.
Yeah. And at that point, I knew it was going to happen.
Yes. So basically Lisa, you know, when she got out of the limo on the first night, I was like, oh, here we go. Here's a wifey.
Yeah.
Right? We were all rooting for her, and then she did nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. So
played a bit of tennis, Ate a strawberry.
No, that's right. So we're back at the Wurr Mansion. We pretty much know who he's going to send home, but then there's drama.
Drama. Well, partly Kobe, like he gives Kobe a rose and she looks at him as if it's like, oh my God, you're so in love with me.
My housemate Sassy I could have taken this joke as my own, but I will give her credit.
Oh, good girl.
Keeps on likening her to Isla Fisher's character in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
If you run away, I will find you. She got a rose. Then Alora.
See, what's your take? Do you think she did? Do you think it was okay what she did? She pulled him aside. She tried to pull him aside for a sneaky pash at the cocktail party.
I think, it's a bold move, right?
And I like that she said, look, I tried to do something I would do in real life.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, I don't, besides the fact they've had a couple of dates or a date and alone time and a few pashes, I don't think he's that into her.
No, same.
And I think that's a really bold move. But if you're going to do that, go and grab a guy for a pash, you've got to be 100% sure that they're going to be receptive to that because...
The other girls were pissed off, but I don't care. Like, I don't care about the rules of the cocktail party.
I don't care either because they were all pash him if they had the chance.
Seen her vulnerable and I kind of felt for her.
Yes, so did I. But also I thought, oh, you're a bit drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, that's where that's going.
Yeah.
But also, just don't. Don't, you know, you've got to be really sure. If you're going in, you've got to be really sure. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes you get embarrassed on national TV.
Yeah.
So Maddie didn't send her home, and I don't think she deserved to be sent home for that action. But I also don't think Alora is long for this world.
No, same. Possibly next week, I feel.
Can I just say Alora has a banging bod. Banging.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Like in a world full of thin-lipped athletic sticks.
She's got the healthiest, tightest.
Oh.
Is it thick with the double C?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm so strict.
Hey, can I, want to acknowledge something in this podcast.
Yes.
Sophie Monk. Sorry to take a pause.
I love that, she's crying in the promos. She's calling herself a bogan in the promos. I'm so on board.
Sophie Monk, if you're listening, we are so here for you and we're behind this.
We will hold hands behind your back up the wazoo. Yes. Oh, that's the wrong choice of words.
But she, oh my God, I didn't expect to, I've not met Sophie before, but I know a lot of people who've worked with her. And no one's ever said a bad word about her, you know what I mean? But I was also like, oh, you know, she's a media personality and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But that promo where she's like, I just want to meet a man who'll be a good father.
Yep.
I was like, oh!
Can you see that I'm tearing up?
Yes!
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because I just had a mental image I'm going to share with you.
Yeah.
Sophie Monk and Tara and a bottle of Riesling. Oh, my God.
A couple of fags as well.
Oh, my God. Hanging durries. Probably at Opera Bar because we'll get classy.
Yes.
And a bottle of Riesling. Oh, my God. Make it happen.
We're so here for The Bachelorette, Sophie. We are on board.
So anyway, thanks to foreshadowing, Lisa went.
Geez, aren't you glad you waited 20 minutes to hear that? So that's The Bachelor for this week, Joe.
And... like a red jumpsuit full of promise, we go on.